afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm going to tell you about our special co-host today, our guest today. I'm real excited to have Rob West joining me today. As I'm sure Butch had made the announcement, he's going to be gone until next week. He'll be back the following Monday, I believe, unless he misses us so much that he just has to call in and maybe do a program, but we'll just have to wait and see. And Rob West was so kind to sit in for Butch while he is gone. And so I want to welcome Rob West to the program. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Melody. Yeah, happy to. You guys are a great group, and I'm glad to help out where I can, for sure.
Well, I appreciate it, and you'll have to update us on what you're up to, and update us on all that. And I did forget to give the date out today. It is Friday, June 17th, 2022. So this is a live broadcast Friday, June 17th, 2022. Let me first go ahead and do the market report, Rob. And again, thank you for joining us. Gold today, it was kind of all over the page, but it eventually broke down with a stronger dollar. So gold in the New York spot price after market is down $20 at $1,838. Silver had the same kind of a day, down 33 cents at $21.71. Platinum was down $20 too, also at $940. Palladium was down $74. That was just a little over 4%, $1,896. So the metals took a beating today. The USDX was stronger, 0.84 at 104.66, 104.66. So we had a rebound there. Crude oil, though, took a dive down $7. That's a big jump. Big drop, I should say, 109.85, 109.85. Paper markets today, you have the Dow. It was a choppy session. It was down 40 points at 29,886. The S&P managed up 8 points at 3,674. The NASDAQ was up almost 1.5%. 10,798, and that was 152 points to the upside. Asian markets, the Nikkei was lower. European markets, well, the DAX managed to be up, but the FTSE in France was lower. 10-year yield, let's take a peek at this, 3.22%, and that was a little to the downside. And I just want to take a peek at oil. So WTI was down 6%, Brent was down 5.25%, natural gas was also down almost 6%. So I'm really not quite sure why those are lower, because I saw where Europe, where Russia, they're, let me see if I can pull this up, Rob, and please cut in at any time. The European gas surge is 50% this week as Moscow cuts and roils the markets. So that's a big jump to pay 60%. They're receiving 60% less gas. So I don't know. You think that prices would be higher, Rob?
Well, you know, I'm listening to a number of different channels, and I think demand's way down because prices are up, so, you know, there's not as much gas. You know, of course, Russia and their natural gas supply is huge to Europe, but the, I don't know if it's just the way people have been trained over the last 30 or 40 or 50 years in the media, but everybody looks at the individual things that's happening without seeing the big picture, and it, mm-hmm. The Agenda 2030 is out there for people to read. It's been talked about, but, you know, the Constitution didn't have any wording for a central bank. And then Nixon helped it along in 71 to, you know, count, print as many dollars as you want to print. But then if you looked at some of the money supply charts, since Biden's regime has been in office, man, it's almost a straight graph upwards on the money supply that they brought into the system. And then, you know, the wealthy people always end up with it anyway. And, you know, the bond market, low interest rates and that, nobody's going to put money there. So it goes into stocks. And, you know, back when I was a stockbroker years ago, we had this thing called a price-earnings ratio.
Yeah. Used to have.
Yeah. And you would help people pick good companies to build a portfolio. And, you know, now it's electronic trading and mutual funds. And, you know, all that. It's just such a completely different game. But over time, I think most people just got used to the credit card life, and they're so overextended now. And I don't know, what's the national debt now, $30 trillion or something, Melody?
Pretty close.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone, you and I, when we get a loan and whatever, we think about how we're going to pay it off. We, you know, we work on that. Well, politicians have no, that's not what they do. You know, they keep kicking the can down the road. And, you know, Clinton was the last guy in presidency that actually had a balanced budget, believe it or not.
And, yeah, but he stole from Social Security, though, to do it.
Well, he also invented the Roth IRA back then, so you can convert and pay taxes that year to convert. And so he had a huge tax increase. Mm-hmm. And that had something to do with it, too. But, I mean, Clinton's not my favorite guy either. But, you know, I've been in this line of work for 50 years now. And I primarily do paralegal work. I'm so glad I'm not in, you know, the Wall Street scene like I used to be, and money management and all that. And it's just a real tough game out there to do those things that I used to do. And I used to think it was so important, too, you know. And I got two programs that I developed for asset protection. And one of them is ideal for business owners. That's going to, more than likely, you know, the next lockdown, you know, particularly restaurants. I mean, they're going out of business right and left. And they may have forgotten to tell their spouse they signed personally for loans. And when their business goes under, so does their house. And I can prevent that. But and then the other side is working with, I'm one of the tail end of the baby boomers myself, but we're in a, well, it's never going to go back to the norm that you and I think it was a norm.
No, it
I
isn't.
Think one of the reasons is the money supply, and, you know, I think Gerald Celente says, when all else fails, you take you to war. And got a pretty good track record in seeing how that worked. But when mom and dad become grandma and grandpa, and there's a pretty good chance that they have their house and some things, you know, a little bit of savings, and no one's ever approached them to say, hey, your kids and grandkids are going to need your house. Because they ain't going to get one. And, matter of fact, they might come live in your basement for a while first. Well, about 70% of the people need some kind of elder care. And one of the attorneys I work with, Gabriel Heiser, has a program. And he's written a book called Don't Let the Nursing Home Take Your House. And so if you know the rules of Medicaid, this is copywritten document works within the Medicaid system, and it's so simple. The whole key is to own nothing and control everything, because, you know, Rockefellers and all those people, you know, everybody thinks, well, they're a rich family. Well, they're probably not, but they control it, and they control it through probably a series of hybrid trusts. And back in history, when Teddy Roosevelt was the trust buster because of monopolies, you know, and Standard Oil was one of them he picked on. But coming over from Europe came doing business as a trust, and if you know how to do this, and attorneys, many attorneys don't know anything about this, and if they do, they'd be very selective of who they would create the documents and help them run it, because frankly, if you have reasonable means or somewhat wealthy yourself, they would much rather help you defend your property in court or take care of you in probate, you know, and all that can be avoided. And that's what I do as a paralegal. I make some attorney friends, but a lot of them I don't. But now we're in a very interesting time, and I just can't. I think we're in a civilization change. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I agree. I just want to touch on that one thing when you're talking about the money supply growth. You sent me some stats and overnight and about the money supply, and these are from the shadow stats. And, you know, it truly is amazing. What makes you think, but if you go all the way back on some of these charts, and it's hard to talk about charts on the radio, but if you go all the way back to like even 87, whenever there was you know, huge growth in the money supply, it never came down. So, as much as it went up. So, it as much as it has jumped in today's, this was for the monthly average seasonally adjusted, I mean, it's not going to go back down. And my point is, this is not going to go away.
Well, what's even a more scary thought is you and I had money and deposited in the bank. The banks are run under the fractional reserve system. And you deposit $100 and they can loan out $1,000.
Yeah.
And how many people actually pay cash for what they're doing these days? You know, they don't. So money supply is scary enough, but when you notice the leveraging that goes on, and then, you know, everybody's concerned now if they're looking at real estate. I hear 30-year mortgages are like 6.15 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of doubled over the last few months. Well, Melody, you and I just grew up in the wrong family. We should have been bankers because, you know, if you're going to borrow money for a house, well, see, that's the mortgage, and this is how these work. Well, how's that work? Well, you pay all the interest up front. Really? No, real estate used to be the best collateral you could even think about.
True.
But to pay all the interest up front just because it's a mortgage. And then, you know, the car business is, the car loans are similar to that. I think they run off of what's called the Rule 73. And you got more interest in the first year or two than typically. But anyway, it's just, borrow money at 6%. Well, 6% what? 6% amortized, 6% simple. Tell me about the APR. I mean, all this stuff, people just, their head just spins, you know? But,
but you know what, Rob? I was talking to a woman today, and she said to me, she says, you know, I told my financial planner to do this, and she was supposed to let me know. And she says, I just go along with what she says because she knows more than I do. It's like, no, she doesn't. She doesn't know any more than you do. You can do research and find out yourself and make the decisions based on what you find out. They are not smarter than you. They just sell what they're told to sell. They're not creating these programs on their own. They're not creating these recommendations on their own. They're instructed to sell certain things to whatever the house is telling them to do. They're not any smarter.
Well,
you know,
I can share with you some personal stories. I was the vice president of Probate back in the day and the vice president of Dean Witter. And the house, if you want, you know, the broker dealer, they'd have inventory of stock. And in the mornings, we'd show up early in the morning and listen to what's called a shout-down call. And New York has a special on, Superstock A. Well, the reason is, what they'll do, a broker will say, look, I got 500 shares circled for you. If you're interested, here's how this works. It's a good company. And just today, I can get it to you without commission. Oh, wow, yeah. Well, because it's the company's stock, they don't have to show a commission separate on the ticket. And I get paid very handsomely to sell it to you. You just don't see it. See, that's just what you say. You know, they probably know a lot more than I do, because I don't know what they know. And that's just been such an issue for a long time. Now, there are certain things I would, pretty much I listen to my doctor, because I'm pretty sure he knows a little bit more about what's ticking and that's not. But, with this COVID thing, there were so many people having to go to a hospital. A friend of mine in Denver, his wife got COVID, and I knew his doctor because I went to her, too. But he couldn't help certain things, and particularly if you go to a hospital, they have to go by what they call protocol.
True.
So that means that the doctor can't say what he says. We have to do what the governor says. And that's scary. Yeah. And I don't know, I never verified it myself, but there were substantial bonuses paid for COVID patients and those put on ventilators and all that stuff. I mean, I really question the medical system, too. It's just a crazy world out there.
It really is. And when we come back, we'll be heading into a break here in just a little bit. And when we're coming back, we got a lot of topics we want to talk about today. You know, Biden announced another $1.2 billion in additional Ukraine aid. You know, this one got my goat. They actually did cancel the concert, but John Hinckley, remember him?
Yeah.
He attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. Well, he was going to have a concert. It's like, how's this guy get... How can we support? I mean, you talk about crazy news and articles. They did cancel it. But, I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? And it was the Market Hotel explained that they scheduled the concert because they felt it would be an interesting and memorable show. Don't know what he does, but what he would do for entertainment. Maybe... I don't know, practice shooting or something. I don't know. But it's just like, this is where we are in the world today. And we're going to talk a little bit about the belief in God in the U.S. dips to 81%, which is a new low. And I hear the music, so we'll be coming back here shortly. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter and, of course, the blog that Dave Allen produces each and every week. And we also run Wendy Wilson's articles in our newsletter, too. So she does a fabulous job on health. There's a market report so you can keep up to date on what the precious metals are doing. And before we get on to this topic, I did get an email from a listener, and he was talking about, well, you know, the stock market is going down, inflation is going up. When are we going to see gold prices rise? And it's that question always comes up when there's a lot of activity in the other markets and gold just seems to be, you know, straggling along, not doing anything because of all the reasons that we do buy it. And, of course, inflation is – gold was always the hedge against inflation, and now we have it and it's just not doing anything. Well, you know, ask yourself how the stock markets got to the levels that they are, all by manipulation by the Federal Reserve. All by quantitative easing. They continued the quantitative easing that was created back in 2008. The Federal Reserve is now $9 trillion of debt that they're carrying on their books. So that's how those markets performed, and that's why gold is a little sluggish. But if you looked in the past, you don't buy gold. You know, anything that goes up fast, you're going to have volatility. And the beauty of gold is you don't have that ball. Yes, it goes up. Yes, it goes down. I've never told anyone that gold was going to go straight up. Silver would go straight up without some pullbacks and, you know, profit taking and get, you know, weak people get out. People who thought they were going to make a killing bought in and then they saw it go down. So they didn't understand why they bought gold in the first place. They listened to some salesperson say, this is what you need to buy. And they bought it and they get disillusioned with it and they get out. That's okay. Makes gold a little bit stronger. So we just have to sit tight and understand what gold is, how it does protect your purchasing power. And I tell people, I don't care if gold stayed the same price as it is today, forever, because I know what the paper markets are doing. And I know where they're going. And if they, when they crash, if they crash, when they crash, you're going to be the richest person on the block with gold at the same price as it is today. It protected you. It's never going to go to zero. Do I believe we're going to have much higher prices? Absolutely. But I also know what comes with those higher prices. You think we're going to be sitting today in our normal, what we view as normal anymore, and gold is going to be $5,000? Heck no. I can't even imagine what this world is going to look like when gold is at $5,000. So be thankful that we have gold at these prices. Yes, it's irritating, but look at the big picture. As Rob said in the beginning, you got to look at the big picture and understand why you own gold and silver. And it's a savings account. Are you going to say something, Rob?
Well, Well, you're spot on with that, and I don't mean a pun there, but, you know.
Yes, you did.
Since I think Spot came in 1971 with Nixon thing, but that's what controls the prices that people see. It's you know, the contract pricing, and, you know, it's completely illegal to sell naked shorts, you know, and you know, sell something you don't have. Well, I mean, that's a way to make money with stocks and different things. But you have to borrow them to have them in case somebody buys it at your price and delivers them at, you know, at the price that you're making your contract for. And when I was mentioning about the bankers, you know, allow me to control the currency of a country and I care not who makes the laws, you know? That's so true, because what will money buy? Well, I don't know, politicians, you know, countries. And so the big picture is, and it took me years and years. First of all, I was so busy keeping my practice running, I just didn't have the time to study this stuff. And I just kind of like studying history anyway. But and so many people just really don't care, like you were talking before, Melody. It's, I don't, you know, the... And 1913, things took a spin with, you know, the invention of the Federal Reserve and the IRS. And if you go back and look at the Constitution, it's not mentioned in there. And the Supreme Court in the Constitution, I think, is mentioned 7 times, and it's not capitalized, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, heck, by a judge or two, you know? See, you know, the... I think it was in the scriptures where it says the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not money. And we've been led around by the nose, and hey, it's how we make some more money. We'll issue a credit card, and we'll invent mortgages, and we'll invent personal loans. And all this buying power isn't money. And just like you mentioned, the money supply is... It's off the charts in the last 2 years. I mean, it's a straight-up arrow when you look at it on the graph. But, you know, the it used to be, I think I learned it a long time ago. I don't think they do this, but they put money in the system, they take money out of the system, you know, to keep the money supply, you know, doing what it should do for the economy. Well, if that was true, I don't remember. But that sure ain't what happened now. And a few months ago, I found a book that this guy had an interesting story. Led by Nancy Pelosi, there's a group of people in Congress that control money from the United States and loan it to particularly third world countries, knowing they could never pay it back. But they just renew the loan and keep the interest coming, and guess whose pockets it goes into. And it's kind of a black market. And see, money, a bank is nothing more than a retail store. And money is their product. And but what they're doing, you know, since Henry Kissinger decided it'd be a cool idea to have a petrodollar, and hey, we won't produce any oil here in the United States, and we'll just go to the sand countries and promise we'll only buy theirs, as long as they only sell theirs in U.S. dollars. And so all the other countries had to convert or acquire U.S. dollars to exchange them to the sand countries to get their oil. And for years, you know, I don't know, maybe 40 years or something, maybe, I think Kissinger was the Secretary of State with Nixon, I think. I don't remember exactly, but anyway... See, that's the big picture of what's going on. And then, well, we finally hammered through when Trump was in office to get the pipeline coming and get more distribution. And we were not reliant on foreign oil at all when Trump was president. That was the first thing in the first week that the Biden regime did. Cut the pipeline. You know, well, what kind of sense does that make? And then if you look at all these other succession things, you'll see that if Biden even knows what he's doing, he would know he's working for the Chinese, and Lord only knows his son loves him. You know, everything was on his laptop. But we've been totally set up, and, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of the three percenters. Have you heard that, Melanie, who they are?
Vaguely.
It's a pretty conservative group. Well, it's putting it lightly, but they would probably be the leader of the conversation with militia. And there's nothing wrong with militia. And as a matter of fact, I think every state should have it, and every county should have them, led by the sheriff. But anyway, it's a different story. But the three percenters are, you know, constitutionalists, gun-toting guys. And but the reason they're called three percenters is because that's all it took for the revolution that created America. It's 3% of the population. So, you know, I mean, maybe there is hope for us yet, but a lot of people I talk to either don't know or don't care what's going on. But they'll bitch about meat prices, you know? So, and gasoline. So the best way to start a war with a country and win over the country is to get the people to kill themselves. And we certainly got that going on, you know? Did you read about all those cattle over the weekend that died in Kansas? Like 3,000 cattle.
I didn't see that one. A herd of 3,000?
Yeah. This guy saw a video of it, and they're just all these black cows. They're all laid out, all laying down, all dead. And I forgot to tell you, it was a problem with climate change. That's the problem. Yeah. And, of course, you know, nobody knows how to live in the heat in Kansas anyway. I mean, that's where the damn cows were born, you know.
Yeah. They never had heat before.
Oh, I think not, yeah. It's, yeah. It's global, the misinformation track. It's just so many things are going on, and I just, living up in the mountains in Idaho, sometimes you just turn everything off and go down by the creek and fish, you know. And the only thing I hear is the wind blowing and the ripple of the creek. But anyway, it's a different world up there. I think I told you, maybe showed you a picture where we moved to last year.
I have seen it. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, there's just a different technique to live off grid. And we're learning it. Yeah.
I think Idaho, I told you this too, Idaho, I think is one of the most, they're all beautiful states, but Idaho, there was just something when I lived there for a year, and there was just something, you just connect with Idaho. I mean, and I've been around in a lot of the states and so forth. I've traveled, I moved, I lived in various states, and that was just, you know, Alaska was another place that I went that was just there's just something about it that attaches itself to you. And, but those are the two places that I can remember.
Hmm? Yeah, yeah. Well, Melody, did Biden give you a call and say if it was okay to loan $1.2 billion for the Ukrainian effort?
Well, unfortunately, he didn't. Now, this was news from yesterday, and he informed the Ukrainian President Zelensky that $1 billion in defensive aid will be sent in the form of artillery, coastal defense weapons, ammunition, and advanced rocket systems, of course, to defend against the Russian invasion. The Federal Reserve, we knew that, an additional $225 million of the funds would be sent for humanitarian assistance to supply safe drinking water. You know what? It's really disturbing. We don't even have safe drinking water in this country, in various places. Critical medical supplies, health care, food. We can't feed the babies.
Yeah.
And cash. We're giving cash for families to purchase essential items. I'm truly sorry that these people in Ukraine are having a difficult time. But you can't help other people until you help the ones here at home.
Well, that's the way I grew up. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know that we really had that money in the bank to loan anyway, you know?
True.
So let's just add on to the debt and let the American people and all their kids and grandkids, if they ever balance anything, they get to pay it. I think there's going to be a complete shift in society, in civilization. And
absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. But you know, one of the things you can always keep if you got gold and silver that you can see, you know, everything else is in the wind. You know, it really is. And, you know, when I moved here to Idaho, I bought some extra equipment and that, extra trailers and things like that, knowing that when I get here and get all done with them, I got something to barter with. And you'd be surprised how many people up here need clothes. I mean, you
really?
Know, and I, of course, you know, where I live up in the mountains, it's, you know, there's no malls up here and there's no pizza delivery. But no, I mean, this, actually, Deanne and I are kind of concerned, you know, living up here and, hey, look at that family. They got more than we got, you know, and not only baby formula, but we're hungry and let's go see what they got, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's just
but you know what? You learn to live that way.
Yeah.
And it's just a better way to live. And you find people helping people. And that's something in some of the bigger areas and so forth. You just don't experience that much. You do, but not as much as it used to, you know, to where people would really help people. And I said we'd be getting into this article, America's Belief in God. There was a Gallup poll, and I think these numbers are actually high. So I would kind of like to see, you know, who their group of folks were that they were asked these questions. But this is a Gallup poll. Gallup's May 2nd to 22nd values and beliefs poll finds 17% of Americans saying they do not believe in God. They did this poll, 81% who do so. It's down 6 percentage points from 2017 and is the lowest in the Gallup's trend. Between 1944 and 2011, more than 90% of Americans believed in God. I'll guarantee you when they did this poll, I bet it perhaps was asked as a higher spiritual, you know, or God might not have been defined as we know God. Because those numbers just seem awfully high. Even though it shows a downtrend, they just seem to be high. But this question was first asked in 1944, repeating it again in 1947. And in those surveys, there was a consistent 98% said they believed in God. I hear the music. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my guest co-host, Rob West. Heading into the break, we were talking about God. We were talking about the how the belief in God has dipped. And here's the part that I think is truly disturbing. And we talked about debating groups who debate and so forth. And then there was a survey about young Democrats who wouldn't date. I mean, it was like, it was a very high percentage of young Democrats wouldn't date a Republican or a conservative person, even as a friend. Well, this kind of supports some of those numbers. This is between younger liberal Americans least likely to believe in God. Belief in God has fallen the most in recent years among young adults and people on the left of the political spectrum, liberals and Democrats. These groups show drops of 10 or more percentage points comparing the 2022 figures to an average of the 2013 and 2017 polls. Most other key subgroups have experienced at least a modest decline, although conservatives and married adults have had essentially no change. The groups with the largest declines are also the groups that are currently least likely to believe in God, including liberals, 62%, young adults, 68%, and Democrats, 72%. I mean, then you wonder what's wrong with this country. Belief in God is highest among political conservatives, 94%, and Republicans, 92%, reflecting that religion is a major determinant of political divisions in the U.S. I don't know if that's shocking or if this is just something that we know about, and but sometimes it just kind of puts a little bit of perspective of where we're heading. These are young Americans, liberal Democrat Americans, young. And those are big numbers, Rob, to say that they don't believe in God. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's taken some time, but we can all be thankful that our youth has been experiencing, the efforts of the Department of Education.
Yeah.
What they're doing in school.
Yeah.
And what they can talk about. I mean, I lived out in the country. We did the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, And
yes.
America was founded on religious belief,
Yeah.
And that's
fun.
So many people they get that 1,000-yard stare in their eyes. They just glaze over. You ever heard of alligator eyes? Alligators
mm-hmm.
have clear eyelid, and when they go underwater, they can still see. Well, these people get alligator eyes, and they don't even know what the Constitution or the Bill of Rights is, And we as older people have to teach, preach and teach the values that we grew up in, because they're certainly not getting them in the public arena in school. So, And I guess there's a pretty good percentage of people increasing to do homeschooling, which I think is a good idea.
It's a great idea.
You know, and, you know, some of the socialization, you know, you can pick that up when you play, you know, baseball in the summer with the kids or something. But anyway, I don't know. There are just so many things. I can just go on and on about all the issues. And other people have heard this, too, from, you know, many other sources. But, man, we really need to do some focus on what the best plan is to live within and fix the things that need to be fixed. And but without, you know, when you mentioned the Ukraine the other, little while ago, well, what do you think the media was doing? Ukraine's getting their butt kicked. But the media is showing every now and then, oh, we just hit some Russian tank, and, you know, and all the poor guy, well, $1.2 billion, what'd you say, it had to go to water and stuff. Okay,
yeah.
Well, and you're right, I'm sorry for those people, but guys don't know that Ukraine was the leading country in the world for money laundering and corruption.
Yep.
so, and Putin says, no, I just don't want, you know, you guys bringing in missiles and stuff like that close to me. And I think Ukraine used to be part of the Soviet Union.
Yep.
And so, okay, he's making some efforts to defend his country. And then NATO, who in hell ever invented NATO, and they're, that's NATO help and that NATO bring in Sweden and, you know, all these other countries. Well, the United States is leading the charge to fuel the fire to upset Putin, and they're doing that to create a war environment to blame it on the Russians. And if we just leave Putin alone, I mean, first of all, you know, I forget some of the founding fathers, they like keep to ourselves here at home, you know, we don't have to deal with foreign policy. And then what we're doing now, we're way advanced into that. And we all live a little better lifestyle, I think, because we have trading partners with other countries and stuff. But you talk about a supply chain mess up, you know. We traded in our car to get a Jeep. It was Deanne's Honda. And we had it for a year and a half. It was great shape. Got more in trade-in than we paid for the car because they didn't have any inventory to sell. I've heard that many times. I mean, you know, and Taiwan's a key for microchips and stuff. But anyway, we're just so intertwined. That's what people are not. You need to see the big picture so that you realize, you know, how you can operate within things you can't control right now. It's just my thinking anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, I agree. And, you know, yeah, we there was nothing wrong to have trade agreements and so forth and so forth and whatnot, but we didn't control it. We gave everything away with those trade agreements. And it is really sad. And these jobs will never come back. And it's the same old problems that we've had. They've just gotten so much bigger. And to me, there really isn't anything that we can do. This is going to play itself out. There is going to be a whole big change. And it isn't going to be pretty. You know, people talk about the Great Reset. Yeah, you call it whatever you want. But it's the failure of our government. You know, sometimes I get tired of saying it over and over again. We will default on our debt.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. We have debt too great to be paid. You have these countries that are, I mean, what, you think China's going to back down? I was just reading an article how they've launched a new generation aircraft carrier today. The first such ship to be both designed and built in China. But they don't get any U.S. parts for their boats. just the technology probably, but I mean, I don't know. But I mean, it's a milestone as it seeks to extend the range and power of the Navy, their Navy. The Type 003 carrier christened Fujian left its dry dock outside of Shanghai, tied up in a nearby pier. So, I mean, it's equipped with the latest weaponry and aircraft launch technology. The Type 003 ship's capabilities are thought to rival those of Western carriers as Beijing seeks to turn its Navy, already the world's largest, into a multi-carrier force. When was the last time we produced an aircraft carrier that worked? It didn't have issues.
Yeah. Well, you know, Melody, probably the listeners don't know, I've known you for about 15 years, and I was advised of you in your company by Bob Chapman. Mm-hmm. And he's, I think, been passed away now for 10 years. But he said way back in the day some of the things that we're moving through now. And the problem in 2007, 2008, was we frankly ran out of money. And some of the congressmen called their wives and say, go to the bank right now, drop what you're doing, take out as much cash as you can. And there's not enough cash to pay back any debt.
No.
Okay, particularly with fractional reserve banking. And we haven't even talked about derivative contracts, you know, that's in there backing up the fractional reserve banking. I mean, it's such a house of cards. There's no cards anymore. They're, I don't know what they are, but anyway, I just thank Bob for introducing me to you, and he was talking about they're going to come after your money and your IRAs and 401ks and things. Well, who do you think made the law that you could have them? Well, they run out of cash and stuff. Bob was right on to that one. They were trying to, you know, find ways not to, you know, to really PO the whole, all the population by taking your money, and they came out with a proposal to give you government annuities in exchange for your IRA investments. And we trust the government, you know, we'll pay you. Of course, they'll do that now as long as you take a shot, you know. But anyway, we just need to help people see the big picture, and I think you do a great job of that, and Bob did too.
Well, thanks, and you know, there's barely a day goes by where his name isn't brought up, and him and Dr. Stan, how we miss their, you know, they were so wise, and you know, you were talking a little bit ago about, you know, our trade agreements and so forth, and I had wanted to touch on this too. It was Bob Chapman who, you know, who talked about how all of our inflation all these years was exported to China. With all their trinkets coming in, all our jobs were lost, given to China, and we were able to buy all these little trinkets, all the trinkets from China, kept our inflation low, kept our prices low. We didn't have to pay them as much. And just, you know, I have a couple of articles here. Peanut butter. I love peanut butter. Sriracha. It's the latest items in short supply. It's like, oh, we don't make that anymore either? Yeah. It's just incredible. And we're paying the price now. Wait, just wait until it begins to hit the pharmaceutical industry. Just wait until your medications aren't showing up. And it's all controlled by China.
Yeah.
And I can't believe people just can't grasp that fact. And we're not, it's not like we're on equal footing with China anymore.
Oh.
China's, no. And their Chinese holdings of debt, of our debt, of U.S. Treasuries tumbled in April to their lowest since May of 2010. This now came out on Wednesday, I believe. So you have Chinese investors cutting their losses as we've seen these treasury prices fall after the Federal Reserve raised the rates. Chinese holdings dropped to $1.003 trillion April, down $36 billion. This is according to the U.S. Treasury. China's stock of treasuries in May 2010 was $843 billion. But it's just not China. Japan's holdings of U.S. treasuries fell further in April to their lowest since January of 2020. And again, amid the persistent decline in the yen versus the dollar. And, of course, that could have prompted the Japanese to sell U.S. assets. So that's happening. We know Russia quit, you know, before their war. They stopped a long time ago buying our debt. So looks like they got a hold on us, Rob.
Well, you know, I think they have for so long. I was noticing, paying more attention the last couple of years, who is already elected that's not, you know, they're getting paid handsomely to sell America out. And
yes.
We're being attacked. I was talking to Pastor Butch about this. We're being attacked from all sides now. And you know, you need to just start enjoying, be more self-sufficient. Don't be so used to the... I knew some guys in Denver. One worked for a law firm. He was a head guy in a law firm. And if he couldn't stop at the deli on the way home, he wouldn't have anything to eat. You know, I mean, they're just so used to... He had plenty of money. Let me just buy, you know, calamari or whatever. And those days are, you know, like Catherine Austin Fitz said, guys, there's no middle of the road anymore. You know,
yeah.
as soon as you see that, okay, you choose which side you're going to be on because you're not going to be able to, you know, whistle past the graveyard here.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, well, as much as we can, I'm glad that you had me on and we can maybe bring things in to help people see the big picture.
I hope so. And I don't know if you can join me on Monday. I would love it if you could. If not, anyway, I'd love it if you could. But we'll be back on Monday. I hear the music. And be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
A single penny left for me. That's too bad.